moment where I'm happy to inform you that I'm better off without you. So think about that, dear. There won't be a bleeding heart for you this time. You see, I've taken charge and I won't back down. So you better. You think I'd have anything to do with you? I've got so much life to live, you'd be the death of me. So you better listen up, kid. I will always find a way. Yes, there is a way without you.
Welcome to Too Much Rock podcast number 23. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started things off this week with the band Suffering and the Hideous Thieves with the song I Will Always Find a Way. That's from their album Ashamed that came out in August of 2005. I picked that up after seeing it recommended on a website and knowing that it was Jeff Suffering from the band 90 Pound Wuss, and I was a big fan of that. That song is a wonderful focused pop effort, which doesn't exist on the rest of the album, which is kind of chaotic, though certainly not as much as his old stuff. Moving on today, we have got about 7 tracks to play for you, a little over half hour of music, so I should keep things rolling. First, our next up is the band Lion in States. I'm going to play the song called Wildfire on the Lake, which is from the title track of their album. Came out in February on Flame Shovel Records, the band and label both out of Chicago. And we'll start things off there.
Thank you. Thank you.
That is the band Low Skies with the song Sweet Young Girls from the album All the Love I Could Find that came out on Flame Shovel Records in 2006, February, I think. The band reminds me a lot of Green on Red, very much a No Depression sort of alt-country thing there. And they do it very well, and it's kind of haunting and sad and nice. Before that, we heard something from the new Mogwai disc, the song Friend of the Night from the new album Mr. Beast that came out in early March on Matador Records, and it's a little bit of a departure from the band. Previous records had more electronic elements recently, and before that just very expansive. Here most of the tracks are like 3 minutes long, which is quite a difference for the band. Some of the tracks I don't like that in. I've heard folks say it's best, it's focused, it gets to the point, but I kind of like the meandering and slow explosions. So your mileage may vary there. Before that, we kick things off with Lion and States, another band on Flame Shovel Records, and played the somewhat deceptive song Wildfire on the Lake, although the title track for their album, it is not quite as rock as the rest of it. Some of it approaches a kind of galloping bar band sort of sound, almost like the Hold Steady or something like that, but that track definitely was not. Coming up next, we figure we better speed things up so we don't put anyone to sleep. We're going to play Ted Lee on the Pharmacist, the song Timorous Me. This is from the album The Tyranny of Distance. It came out in 2001, but I just picked it up after seeing Ted a couple weeks ago here in Boston at the Paradise and realizing how much I enjoy Ted. So let's go ahead and start there.
From that far back in the past, but man, oh man, was Jonathan Lamb in those days. Apparently he was my very best friend. We spent warm summer days wishing they would never end, but I only know from photographs I look at every now and again. Johnny, oh, all he left us was an apple tree, and oh, let it go. But my life goes on just like it did before. And I only wonder what it is that I even miss him for. Me and Timory holding hands, I was shaking hers cause she said she was a fan. There was an awkward pause and something that should have began. Just But I watched her sing along with every word in the prettiest voice that I never heard. And I still see a dancer wearing my shirt right there. It's a dimmer, it's me. All timory left me was a memory. And ooh, I was blind, and ooh, now I find that I can't see.
I'd come running back to you Don't you know I'd come running? I'd come running back to you again, Lord. Oh my 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 my. Oh tra la 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 la. No. Oh na 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 na.
All right, hopefully you recognize that. That is Thin Lizzy with the song Running Back from the 1975 album Jailbreak. That album was, of course, the band's big breakout, their first focused effort, and it produced two giant hits in Jailbreak and The Boys Are Back in Town. That song there is kind of, I was mining, looking for a hidden gem, and of course, thinking, well, this album gets so much press, and really Ted Leo is just pretending to be Thin Lizzy, and everyone loves Thin Lizzy. And so I went back, picked up that album, thought I would mine it, hunt for a hidden gem, and that's what I came up with, Running Back there, though that's a good track. It's obviously not as good as the big hits, but no one wants to hear those in a podcast again, and Mercury would certainly sue me either way, I guess. It is about over, I guess. We've been in here 30 minutes. Let me finish up with one last track for you. I'm going to remind you that this has been Too Much Rock Podcast number 23. You can find Too Much Rock at TooMuchRock.com. That's TooMuchRock.com. We're going to end things today with the song I Love Credence from the band Cassiatone for the Painfully Alone, a band I've played on a podcast before. I'm going to play something from the new album. Came out March 7th on Tom Lab Records. The album is called Etiquette. I saw Cassiatone a couple nights ago in Manhattan, and I think they're playing in Boston this Friday, so catch them if you can. Cassiatone is Owen Ashworth, previously of Portland, though I think he's just moved to Chicago, and he's got a band backing him on some of the tracks. The Donkees are backing him up, so you get a little bit of the keyboard bedroom synth stuff and a little bit of a fuller band and an indie pop sound. We're going to end things off here. This is the song I Love Credence.
Besides my dad, who's ever said, I love you, Credence.